Unit 14. The Genius in You. Have you ever seen a small child suddenly stop crying because a clever mother diverted the child's attention away from the pain? She says to the child, "Look, there's a pretty kitty." The child temporarily forgets about the pain while focused on the cat. This happens because human awareness has a very narrow focus. Whatever we do not focus on, we do not notice. Where you focus your attention is important in developing self-improvement and happiness. According to an international survey, most people in the world think that, in order to improve themselves, they must eliminate their weaknesses. However, research results show that this approach to self-improvement is a huge mistake. Psychology professors at Harvard University discovered that the opposite is true. Because the ability of human consciousness to focus is so narrow, if we focus only on weaknesses, we can't help but ignore our strong points. Your focus must be more on your strong points than on your weaknesses. If so, then you can concentrate your energy on developing them to an even higher level. On the other hand, if the focus is only on the negative side, the strengths are ignored. If positive, strong qualities are not nurtured, they may eventually wither and die, like a plant that gets no water. There is a psychologist in Europe that tried this idea out on his own daughter. She had an average IQ, not much different than other children her age. He found that she loved board games, so he taught her how to play chess. He began to study chess himself in order to help her improve. This technique worked very well. She soon surpassed him in skill, and when he took her to the local chess club, she beat all the top players. Imagine the astonishment of the old chess club members that lost to a 10-year-old girl. She went on to become a world champion. Her father helped her to develop her strength to genius level. So, this way of approaching the development of high levels of improvement in human abilities can work also in a teacher-student relationship. Teachers often say that they have no choice but to find and correct the weak areas of their students. But the Harvard researchers point out that they are not saying to eliminate all focus on weak areas. What they are saying is that there must be a focus on both weaknesses and strengths. They say that there is too much focus on weakness and that students' strengths are being ignored and thus go undeveloped. They are calling for more balance. Try this technique out on yourself or on a friend. Focus more on figuring out how to develop strong points and much less on weaknesses. The first question to ask is, what are my strengths? Then, when you know what they are, you concentrate your energy on making them better. Do it now!